Thank you.
Case number 11009, W. Ralph Brumley, northeast of Route 1, Coastal Highway, east of Dave Shortcut Road, a special use exception to operate a daycare facility.
Mr. Chairman, before we get started, we're running conflicts checks on the names that Mr. Brumley's name came up as someone that our firm had done some work for in the past. I don't believe it was anything in regards to the matter before the court, before the board today. But again, if there was any, the board saw there was any conflict or had questions that they didn't feel comfortable having me ask, then I asked to defer those to Vince Robertson.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for that. Okay. Good evening, sir. You need to be sworn in first, sir, if you would, please.
You state your name and address for the record.
I'm Ralph Brumley, Jr., and I own the place there on Coastal Highway.
Just name and address, all we need.
Okay. Address 1225 Amy's Lane, Milton, Delaware.
Okay.
9968.
You raise your left hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, now you can come up, sir, and present your case, please. Okay.
Well, what I'm asking for is a variance again. It was a place with a variance before up to 2009 that people were in there that ran that school and did a fine job. But what happened was she bought a new house, bought a new car, and her kid got in trouble with the law. And so she couldn't pay the rent, so I closed her down. But meantime, it's been sitting there, and I've been waiting for another daycare center, people that I thought could handle it to my satisfaction. And so I'd like to open it up again the same manner as it was in the past. And it offered no problem in the past, and I don't see any problem in the future.
Okay. So how many children did you have?
It's licensed for 25 people.
25, and what would your hours be?
Well, usually it's 8 to... Sometimes they to 8 o'clock at nighttime. It depends on the people if they want to have overtime. But I own the property on either side, and I own the campground.
Right, but so you, there's, but it'd no, be, you have 25 children. Your hours would be 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes.
Now, is that 5 days a week or 6 days a week? Or?
Well, maybe 6 days, but based on 5 days, it's the usual procedure.
Okay. Monday through Friday, and you have ample parking there for it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, let's see if I have any further questions from members of the board. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
What has the property been sitting empty since 2009?
Yes, it has.
But it's still in good shape?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Mr. Workman?
Sir, are you running the daycare center?
No. No, I run Brumley Family Park. It's an RV park, and right there, right behind it. And, of course, that sits in front of us. And I've had it with the idea of helping children out. And, of course, I outsource that to people that can handle that kind of thing. I like to hear the children just carry on in the grounds. It just, I worked for Disney in California, and at kind of my, I was the mayor of Disneyland in 1985, and still got that same kind of thing behind me. But anyway, and, of course, I'm from Wilmington, so I come home.
Okay. Mr. Rickers?
No questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions.
Mr. Chairman, I just had
I'm
a couple.
Sorry.
I want to make sure, was it 5 days a week or 6 days a week you said your hours would be?
Probably 6 days a week. I'm leaving it for them. It's up to them.
And
but 6 days is fine.
Is the person who's going to be operating the daycare the same person that you had operating from 99 to 2009?
No. It's another person that asked me to do this for them, and so I'm here on their behalf.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Any further?
Okay. I guess you'd be certified and everything else.
Yeah, you have to meet all the state license.
It'll go through all the proper procedures, fire marshal and all the
hearing
stuff.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here that's in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, not hearing testimony that in the past it has had an effect, nor hearing testimony that it should or in the future have a substantial effect adversely on the adjacent neighboring properties, I make a motion that we approve case number 11009.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills. and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11009. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye. For the reason stated.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reason they're stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for all the reasons that have been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11009 is approved at this time.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen.
And good luck.
Thank you.